till 10 on this Sunday night. I want to get right to it. And it, in this case, is another great guest from the New York Post. We talked to Mike Puma last hour. I'm delighted to have Kevin Kernan joining me now here on The Fan. I am Kim Jones here till 10. Hello, Kevin Kernan. How are you?
Kim, what's happening?
I have a lot of questions for you, and I'm so happy to talk to you because you always give me, you always give anyone, and in your columns as well, provocative answers and different things than I know I've thought of on my own. What do you see right now when you see a Mets team losing in embarrassing fashion to the Marlins? I believe they're 4-10 in their last 14, and they look already like a dead team walking.
This is what happens, Kim, when you have the GM say, the players don't work for us, we work for the players. Mm. As Brody Van Wagenen said before the season even started in spring training, he said it to me directly. When I followed up and said, are you sure about that?
Wow.
And I get it. I get what they want to do, but you cannot let the inmates run the asylum. It's mm-hmm. that simple. You need to blow these guys up. I know they're all trying their best, and everybody wants to give him a gold star, and Mickey's not that. I think there's a side of Mickey that can be really tough if he had to be, and he better turn to it right now because these guys are walking all over him. Next time Cano doesn't run out of thing, I walk out, I pull a Gil Hodges and Cleon Jones, even though Cleon explained that in spring training that really wasn't the situation. But I bench it right away. You lose him, what's the big deal? You lose a 230 hitter or whatever he's doing right now. So if Mickey has any self-respect, and I know he does, mm-hmm. then you got to start hammering these players. Like, let's go, pick it up. It's totally embarrassing to lose to AAA and be shut out to the Marlins like that. So that's the step number one, because I don't think they're going to fire Mickey right now, but certainly it could be any day. And they'll go the other way down the road. They'll probably hire somebody who's a little tougher, but Mickey better get it together with these guys now. It's probably too late, but at least earn yourself respect right now. You know, walk out of there with your head up high and saying, you know what, I gave my best shot and I'm playing the best players, and if they don't produce, we'll find somebody else.
I like that idea about Callaway in particular in this vein, Kevin Kernan. The idea, if you're going out, at least go out as much on your own terms as you can. Sometimes I get the feeling he's biting his lip or biting his tongue when he's talking.
Absolutely. I've had many, many conversations with Mickey, and I know there's a tougher side of Mickey. And I remember when Mickey was the pitching coach for the Indians, mm-hmm. you know, we would go to Mickey for some, he would hold those pitchers, and you're talking about good pitchers, Corey Kluber and company, and he had guys like Corey Kluber who were total professionals. Mm-hmm. And he would still hold those guys responsible. We have to pitch better. We got to do this. We got to do that. So, and I know Dave Island even better than Mickey.
Yep,
I've known Dave since he was a player, and I guarantee you that Dave is biting his lip right now, and some of the things going on, and the things they have to put up with relievers not being able to go two nights in a row, this and that, every injury in the world for these pitchers. Let's go. You know, and certainly, you know how I write, and when I get back to the Mets, I'll be at the Yankees for a week
right.
or so, but I'll be doing the Mets trip to L.A., so I'll either have in Arizona, so I'll either have a different manager. But you can guarantee the hammer's going to drop every day from me
yep.
because that's the way I always done my job.
Yes.
And the players respect me for it because they know it's like years ago, Latrell Sprewell, quick story.
Yep. Latrell
Sprewell's agent kind of rips Ernie Grunfeld, I believe it was at the time. I forget who was the GM. It was one of those situations. Latrell gets fined $35,000 by the Knicks. We walk in the next day. Somebody says, hey, Latrell, you upset that you got fined $35,000? If Kevin Kernan wrote it, I know it's true. So he knew his agent. So if you write the truth, you have you don't have to hide. And I think that's where Mickey is. I know everybody thinks Mickey's a clown. That's the thing in baseball now. You know, and he certainly is living up to those expectations. But he can be better than this. And don't let Wilpon and the Mets pull you down, and they pulled you down enough already. And the same thing with Brody. Brody wants to be, I get it. He wants to change, and you know, he wants to be a new kind of GM. I get it.
Right.
It's great. But you know what? At some point you got to say, let's get it done. And I think that's the difference with Aaron Boone. I think Aaron Boone, cause I was on Boone's case last year, quite a bit, and earlier this year, But I think he stepped it up a little bit and has demanded more. You have to demand more from these players. It's too much. I don't want to make it a millennial thing, but it's a millennial thing to some extent, you know? Enough with the gold stars and we tried hard. Get the job done.
In fairness, Kevin, because I like that you might be setting me straight a little bit here too. And you know, I'm pretty honest when I'm on the radio, so I always call it like I see it, including with myself. But I had a caller earlier who essentially said, Brody needs to get this team together and yell at them. And I just kind of said, that's not necessarily going to work anymore. But you think, so help me understand, you think some tough love is needed, but do you mean just sort of a team meeting where they get yelled at? Because that part, Kevin, I'm just not as sure resonates right now.
Well, at this point, Brody can't do it.
Okay.
Brody's already established himself who he is.
Okay.
He's a former agent for these guys. Now, Brody has made himself, he's been around a lot, you know, and stuff like that. He's been in the clubhouse more than any GM I've seen.
Okay.
But it's kind of like what Cashman does at times. Cashman, you know, just basically says, we got to get it done. You know, no more excuses.
Right.
You know,
you just set the bar. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brody can make a little comment like that.
Yep.
But it's up to Mickey and his staff to say, this is it.
Okay.
This is it. And it's also up to them to, you know, find a different way. Shake it up.
Yes.
And some people won't understand this, but in some ways, the Mets are lucky. They have guys like Pete Alonso who cares.
Mm-hmm.
And even for all his troubles, a guy like Frazier, who cares?
Yeah.
And, you know, and so
McNeil clearly cares.
McNeil. And, you know, so he's got guys that care. But, you know, the Cano stuff this week is ludicrous. I mean, there's no other word for it. And you can't keep making excuses for them. And it has to stop now. And also, they have to do different things to get this offense going.
Would you sit Cano tomorrow?
Here's what I would do. I would have had him in my office after the first one, but certainly after the second one, I would have had him in my office and said, that's it. It's end of the line. Robbie, you know, you're a Hall of Fame player. You're going to Hall of Fame. Maybe at some point we get past the steroid stuff, but no more of this. No more of this. No more not running. I don't care. I don't care. And the outs excuse, I mean, come on. This is like, you know what I would do? I would give Robinson Cano three rocks, and I would stick him. I'd say, here's three rocks, three little pebbles. Put them in your back pocket. Every time there's an out, shift it from one pocket to the other.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Right.
And he'd probably laugh at it, and that's what I would do to break the ice.
Yeah.
But then I would say, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
And Cano is a professional.
Yes,
so
he is.
I think he's got to be embarrassed by this as well. So that's how I would do it.
Yes, and I think that's the root of a lot of this, the first 2 months and how they've gone and how he hasn't been able to find his form. I think that's at the root, but I know that sounds like excuse making. And Kevin, I also do want to get to the Yankees. We could do an hour and a half on the Mets. I do want to get to the Yankees. Today it's Estrada, gets off the bench, has a, you know, bases clearing hit to break things open. How are these unheralded players wearing a Yankees uniform and feeling this comfortable? They're not feeling pressure. They are feeling good in the moment. They are coming through time after time after time. How?
Yeah, first of all, you got to change the MY logo to a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Because there's some good things just happen to happen here. Because I believe, you know, we go back to Urshela. He could have been anybody could have had him.
Yep.
The last 2 years, anybody could have had him. But the Yankees, to their credit, you know, I know Cashman so well. He wants to, you know, he wants to promote his analytic guys. You know, he's got 23 analytic guys, whatever he's got.
Right.
He's also got some really good baseball people in his front office.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Nerings and those people. They know talent. They know ball players. And they've made some great deals going back to the Didi trade. So it's been a combination of analytics with voice exit velocity, but also sending out eyes on him and see what he can do. And so that's how they're doing it. And Estrada, you mentioned him. I'm so glad you did. I just love this kid. I did a piece on him on the last road trip when I was with him in Arizona. And I went up to him one day and just said, you know, tell me about being shot. And how do you come back from that? And it wasn't any woe is me stuff. It was like, you know what? I learned that from after being shot in those situations like that, I learned that when these coaches are talking to me in the minor leagues, I need to get everything they're giving me and make the most of that opportunity. So this is a guy who had natural talent, realized what happened, and made the most of a very, very difficult situation.
Yep.
And is not playing the woe is me card. And they got some tough guys like that mentally. Estrada, Urshela, I want to say one thing I want to say about him. I asked him, I said, how are you hitting now? You couldn't hit. He goes, you know what? I finally learned to go to the plate with the same confidence I had in the field. Because in the field, Aaron Boone said it. He laughs at ground balls. He laughs at them. You know, he can handle any ground ball. So he's doing that same approach. And you know what it shows me, Kim? It goes back to what I've been saying all along. If teams take a baseball route to playing baseball, they will win many games. And in some ways, I see, even despite all their analytics and the good things they're getting out of their analytics, don't get me wrong, but I see the Yankees as really ahead of the curve now on getting baseball players, players who really can do the little baseball things right. DJ LeMahieu, that's another great deal.
Absolutely.
I mean, the fact that the Rockies gave $24 million to Murphy and not LeMahieu, just for on physical conditioning, for one thing, nothing against Murphy, who he is, but Murphy's a hitter. LeMahieu can play any position. He got the gold glove. I was there last week when he got the gold glove. So that's another great baseball. The Yankees are doing this because they've made great baseball decisions.
Urshela and the story, Kevin, you and I both know there's a guy or gal out there who didn't have a chance to read your story. Can you give us the Cliff Notes version of that shooting and sort of the aftermath in his world?
Yeah, he got shot in the hip. They didn't take the bullet out for like a year, I think it was, and they finally cleared it out. And
it was a botched robbery, Kev.
Yeah, botched robbery. I think his wife was with him. It was in Venezuela, and he said it was teenagers at the time, and so he was lucky to be alive. He said, "I'm lucky to be alive.
Wow,
I'm lucky to be alive." You know, so and you go two ways with this thing. You could kind of like you could make the most of the situation or not make the most of it. And I give him a lot of credit to making the most. And also he's a physical specimen too. Mm. He's strong. He's got the big legs in these guys, and he does it well. He can play any position. He's what I call, and this is very important now, Kim. And you know from football, he's what I call an off-balance player.
Yep.
Players who can play off-balance in baseball don't get hurt as much. They survive. They do
That's
things that are incredible. And Urshela is the same kind of player.
That's a great point.
And while I'm plugging the Yankees, so I want to plug them, the Zach Britton deal.
Yep.
Zach Britton, they got ahead of the curve, and I talked to Zach about this last week, and I did a whole piece about how he's got his drop on his sinker now. And it was very interesting because he told me the analytic guys with the Yankees have a measuring stick where zero is the best. And he wasn't even aware of this measuring thing.
Okay.
And when he was at his best, he was anywhere from 1 to 4 with the it's very hard to get zero, obviously. He's basically falling off a table.
Right.
But now he got out of that for a while. And so he got his, cause he tore his Achilles. It took him a while to get the strength back. Once you get the strength back, you can pull down on that sinker because he throws it's a one seam fastball, basically. And so the Yankees projected all this. And just here's one little trade. Could you have one little signing? Imagine if the Red Sox signed Britton this year for the 3-year deal instead of the Yankees signing. That's a game changer in that
division.
So the Yankees, again, getting back to their did a great job there. And that's we just gave you three great examples: Urshela, Britton, and Estrada.
Yep,
that's three
absolutely.
Great baseball decisions.
Last minute we have, Kev, I'm going to ask you a two-parter, though. Have the Mets kind of shown us who they are? And would you say the same about the Yankees? Or can the Mets still make something of their season? And do you still have any questions about the Yankees?
I always believe you can turn it around. I'm an optimistic guy. The Mets, though, really test that. They test it, and they've shown time and again who they are, and it's not pretty.
Right.
And again, this will probably come from the top. They are taking on the ownership, not going full-blown after people, and that's what you're getting as a result. Maybe these players are doing the best they can because maybe they're just not any good.
Mm-hmm.
And, we could be at that point. But they must be. So I believe in that division now, nobody's really good. There's not that many good baseball teams anymore, Tim, especially
totally
in the American League. And the Yankees Yankees have been brilliant about taking that advantage.
Yep.
So I think the Yankees have shown us who they are. I think the Yankees are going to fly all year through this. As A.J. Hinch told me in spring training, we were talking one day, me and him, and he said, you know what? We all know what's going to happen. It's coming down to us, the Yankees, and the Red Sox.
Yep.
One of those three. And I still believe it's going to come down to those three.
Absolutely. Kevin, you're the best. I love talking to you. Thank you so much and enjoy Baltimore, Kevin Kernan.
Okay, Kim. Take care. Bye-bye.
Kevin Kernan from the New York Post. Terrific stuff there.